right, welcome Des Rose Radio Show. I'm your host, Desert. Yeah, I'm still awake. This is a week of finals and I'm studying. And actually, I'm not studying. I'm not even doing my homework. I am actually... Okay, so here's the thing. I will share this. Okay, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I've worked very, very hard on this. And I'm working on it right now. And the more I work on it, the more I'm at that place where I feel like everything just came together. It only took 50 damn years, but it just came together, you know? And, okay, so here's the deal, right? So you guys know I've been through my teaching credentials and was teaching high school and, which is great and everything, but I'm not fulfilled. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to teach, and that's what I do. That's what I try to do with my podcast. I know it doesn't seem that way, but I do. And I had to really stop and think, like, what do I do? What do I talk about all the time, right? So I just spent, like, the last 10 years talking to people on how to sell their art or how to use their skills to make income, right? So... And I mean, so this is not something new. This is something I've always done. I mean, even before the internet, I was like all entrepreneurial like that, you know, like I always try to do this stuff. So finally, okay, I don't know if you guys heard like a few podcasts ago. So that could have been 2 weeks ago. I don't know how long it was. One of the professors talked to me and I was telling them, because I have been looking for a grad program. I've been looking and looking and nothing is clicking with me. There's one school in San Francisco and they offer so many great things. I do almost everything. Like I almost do a little of everything. I do a little of design, clothing design. I make clothes. I make jewelry. But they only have like specifics. There's nothing with everything combined. And it's driving me insane because I don't know what to pick. So I spent 2 years not picking anything because I don't know what to pick. Because I'm going to dread it, right? I'm going to be like, okay, so I pick one thing, like let's say graphics, which I do, right? I do have a graphics degree, but I could upscale it because I'm sure like half the stuff is obsolete now, you know, so it's like, okay, you know, so I could do that, but then I know I'm going to be thinking about this other one, because I'll be doing this and that. All right, so to make a long story short, I finally, you know, I found the interdisciplinary masters, which is where you come up with your own master's program, right? So I've been looking, researching, actually putting the whole damn packet together by myself. And the more I put it together, the more I'm like, oh my God, why don't they have anything in this? So here's the thing. Tomorrow I go and I present it. I hope I get approved. Because if I get approved, I will be the first person to ever get this type of degree ever. So this is going to be something new. And if I get it in the future, I can actually teach it at a university. Because my argument is, all right, you give these art degrees, right? We've had art degrees for centuries. And if you're lucky, you get a job at Disney. If you're lucky, Warner Brothers. You know, you get a job with Nike or some kind of car designing company. And that's if you're lucky to get a job in art. And even then, you're dispendable, right? So it's like, they'll use you. They'll use you for the design, and then they'll get rid of you. You know, they'll use you for your skills, and you're gone. So, you know, you hear the term starving artist, and it's true. When you decide to be, well, you don't decide to be, you kind of just chosen. You're an artist. You're poor as hell. You ain't getting no money, you know. McDonald's is not going to, well, unless the company, corporate office hires you, but they're not going to use your art skills. No one's going to use these things unless they're just using you to make the product and then they get rid of you. My argument is instead of using art to be one day be that famous artist, and this is kind of like a argument among art people. You know, you have your art and they don't want no one to touch it. That's your own personal art. You know, it's part of your growth. But my argument is, if you learn all these skills with your hands and you can make so many things, you can make product. And it's not selling yourself out. It's making a living. It's using the skills that you just spent learning and perfecting to make a living, right? And the more I talk to people over the years, and especially the last few years, I've run into so many people with the same kind of skills I have, not knowing what to do with them. Like, they are broke. And so I've been having my podcast on these, you know, just hoping to help somebody. But I know that they don't know what else to do. They weren't business majors. They weren't marketing majors. They were artists. So this interpersonal disciplinary, I think I'm saying it right, program that I'm putting together is finally to teach an artist how to market themselves and how to make money for themselves and how to start their own businesses, right? So, and I'm not talking about starting your own business, you get a supplier and all this. This is the single man, you know, one man show kind of thing. And I'm really excited. So let's hope, you know, I hope I get approved. Because if I get approved, I'll be the first one with this kind of degree. And there you go. Then I'm done. Then I'll write my book and then I'll be done. So that's what I've been doing. That's why I haven't been having podcasts. That's why I haven't been able to hang out. But today we actually came home early. Usually I would be coming home about right now. We came home about 7. So I got to catch a show. I made some dinner and I was going to do my final. I have to do 2 PowerPoints. But instead, I was putting this packet together. So I'm going to play some tunes and hang out and see if anybody is awake. But I see, hey, a DJ Bad Guy Nation and Jack. Yeah. Guy, you know what I'm talking about, right? So this is actually, it's 3 different departments. That's the hard part. I have to sell this. And I think I can. I talk to some people and they're like, I'm sold. I go, are you really? Because I guess this is my passion, right? And I'm trying to type out how to speak. But I guess if I just tell them how I feel, like not feel, but why I think this degree is important and why it should be taught at universities. Because I found out from my son, actually, he said the other departments have something similar, like science. They have a course in marketing their science, which I thought was weird. But he goes, no, they usually have that. What else? I don't know what else. I guess, well, business, of course. But he said normally they do have that, but there's nothing like that in art. There's marketing to market for somebody else, you know, there's graphics, things like that. It's stuff you do for somebody else, but nobody knows how to do it with their art, just as a personal one man show business. Right. And I think the reason why a lot of people online who are lucky who do that, they probably had some type of business background. You know, they were able to go on the internet, start a blog. They had some kind of marketing knowledge beforehand. Or some of it was probably luck. They're just social people. They grabbed a Twitter and they started feeding it out. But it's a lot of trial and error. So this would help people before all the trial and error to put together their packet just for themselves. So we'll see. Let's hope, and I'm just hoping that it still will be a master's in art. I don't want it to be like a master's in business. I mean, I wouldn't mind it, but I want an MFA because the MFA, then I could teach specifically art at a university because I can't do it with the one in business. You know, well, you know how they are. They're specific. It's not like high school where they say, oh, yeah, we hire you, but we need someone in the history department. You know, we need an English teacher. It's like, this is more specific. Don't get me wrong, I'll miss the kids, but it's difficult. It's difficult. Like, I don't mind teaching the kids, but still, there's a part of me that's like, look, I hold back, but I feel like going, think of your future. Think of your future. This is all gonna go away. All this drama is gonna go away. Think of your future. Think of what you could do right now. And I have to hold back because it's like, they're kids, Rose. Okay, let them just get through high school. It's kind of funny. The degree you are attempting to create sounds interesting, Chris. Okay, well, thanks for coming by the show. I'll do my best. I'm so nervous. I am. I'm confident in a lot of things. And believe me, that confidence didn't come easy. And I'm confident, like, in how I feel about this and what I want to do. But I'm scared to death because I'm scared they're gonna just look at me like, what are you talking about? Like, this sounds ridiculous. But I don't think it does. I think, some places still need to catch up. They need to catch up. And in the internet, it just made the world smaller. And right now, as an artist, any artist, musician, fine artist, writer, having the internet right now is a big open door. It is a big open door because before the internet, you just had television, you had the media, you had what they fed you, right? And if you were lucky, one day you dreamt of being a star, or you dreamt of being an actress or a musician. With the internet, you could be whatever you freaking want. Grab a YouTube channel, turn it on, and boom, you're on TV, right? Even if you have one watcher, you're still doing that dream. And I could say, there's several people. What is the? There's a couple of people on YouTube actually who are millionaires now. I don't know their, God, I can't think of their name for the life of me. You guys know who they are if you saw them. But like one of them, she's got a business. She's got a bachelor's in business. That's all it is. One has drama, and she actually made herself famous through YouTube, using her drama skills. And the other one used her business skills, and she sells like she made these little things that look like her dogs, like stuffed animals of her dogs, and she's raking it in with those things. So I don't know. Okay, so yeah, so I'm starting. I put a new road because it's a new path. I've been sitting here looking at four different pathways and thinking, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. And just tossing all over the place, And I had to sit and think, what do I want to do? And I had to like pinpoint it specific where I grabbed all these areas and made it into one thing. And I think it's a good thing. Why does it keep doing that? I don't want it muted. All right. So thanks for listening. I was holding that in. I'm like, I'm so stressed out. I'm more scared than anything because what if they say no? I think I put it together well, and I think I have my pitch. It's so scary. It's so scary. I've debated, I've been really debating about it and not sure what to do. Okay, so another thing that happened, I'm stressing out on. I got jury duty notice and I'm so sick of it. They bug me every year. Every May, I get a jury duty notice. And here's the thing, when you get it written off for disability, okay, it's supposed to last for 3 years. Well, my dumb doctor keeps putting dates on it, right? And I was like, would you stop putting the date on it? Because it's an automatic 3 year. So now I have to argue with them and have to go because there's like no way. I thought, okay, I'll just go. But I know I'm not going to be able to stand there or sit there for all that time, you know, and just sit there. My leg is going to pop. And not only that, okay, I've got a little bit of mental things too, because if someone pisses me off, they're going to jail. So, like, I am not for jury duty. I am not the person to put on there to hold someone's life in my hands like that. Like, hell no. If the dude reminds me of somebody, he's going to jail. If the girl has an attitude or something, she's going to jail. So it's like, I am not fair in that way. And I know that about me. I'm not fair judgment in that way. I'm kind of harsh, you know? And so it's like, oh, I'm not going to go to jury duty. What the hell? Jury duty people. And then, okay, so then there's that, and then there's something else, all right? But that's my fault. I should do it right now, because it should only take me a second. But I don't want to pay anything. Like, I don't want to pay my freaking taxes. Like, why should I pay my taxes? Okay, you know what? Nobody pays their shit. The people who make a lot of money, or make, like, money, they don't pay nothing. But then me, they want my $1. You know, it just pisses me off, just the thought of it. Like, really? You want me to pay just because I made a little bit of money? You want my little bit of money twice? Okay, it's not once, it's like half my income. But then all these other people don't have to pay shit? Are you kidding me? They could kiss my ass. Like, you know, I claim tribe, right? I claim tribal. I ain't paying shit. So, if I end up in jail, I'll notify you guys of who I made my bitch. I'll send a picture. I'll post it on Twitter. Oh. All right. So, let's see what else. What else is going on? Actually, where is my internet? I was going to just play music while I type this stuff out, and then I'm going to go to bed. It is 12 o'clock, and I actually should wake up early, so that, I don't know, I think I got to dress up a little bit. But it's difficult because I'm going to tell you what, let me tell you what the weather is here right now. It is so damn hot, you guys. And I have an art thing this Friday, and I'm even canceling that. I got actually 3 booths on this day, and it's going to be 107. And there's, like, going to be no way, because the last time I did this, I ended up getting a heat stroke. Not as bad as my mom, but it was pretty bad. So let's go check out the AccuWeather. And right now it's 84 degrees and it's midnight. So tomorrow's going to be 104 and it's going to feel like 106. I'm telling you, this is ridiculous. It's horrible. Okay, where? Oh, maybe I have to do a different site. Where do I have the 10-day forecast? Okay, here's a 10-day forecast. So I won't give you all 10 days. I'll give you just this week's forecast until Saturday. All right? So check this out. This is the weather in Bakersfield. Starting tomorrow, 105. Thursday, 105. Friday, 106. Saturday, 110. Then on Sunday, it starts going down. 104. Monday, 102. Tuesday, 100. Wednesday, 93. Thursday, 92. That is crazy. Let me see the next 5 days. So it starts going down and it starts going back up that following weekend. That is so hot. And I'm going to tell you, when you have hot weather like that, some people want to wear sundresses and shorts and stuff. No, you don't wear that. Okay, what you're trying to do is not to dehydrate. You actually have to cover yourself up. You got to cover your arms up, cover your legs up. If you can, wear a sweater. And I know that sounds horrible, but the sweat in the sweater it actually protects you. It's like another layer of skin. If you ever see people working in the fields and you always wonder, like, it's super hot out, but they have a hat on, they have scarves, they have long sleeve shirts, turtlenecks on and stuff. It's to protect themselves from the sun so they don't get dehydrated, and keeps the moisture in your body. So you will smell, though, afterwards. I mean, I'm sure. But like today, it was so hot that there was no sweat. Like, I didn't sweat at all because it was so hot, like so dry. And it just evaporates everything. You know, it's the most horrible weather you could possibly encounter. They have these drones, and I didn't know that they were selling them to people. Like, I thought drones were... I should have blown my nose. I'm sorry. I thought drones were, for military or something. But you could buy a drone, a DJI Phantom 3 Standard with 2.7K camera and 3-axis gimbal for... $499. You save $300. It's 37% off. That is crazy. Can you imagine sometime in the near future, like, you'll just be walking around you'll just be walking around or going in your backyard, and then there's this thing flying towards you with a camera, just taking pictures of you or just videotaping you. Or like, you open your front door and then there's just this drone. Like, trolls that are trying to find you, like, just watch you because they got no life. So they spend all day, like, droning you. That'd be creepy. That'd be so creepy. So this particular drone, let's see. It takes 12 MP still photos, Wi-Fi downlink for HD live view, up to 25 minutes flying time, a remote controller, some kind of batteries with cables and all that stuff and other stuff, 8 gigabytes. That is nuts. So... what are the comments? I'm writing from the perspective of the beginner to RC-controlled aircraft. After 8 trips out, I haven't crashed it yet, as the aircraft is very forgiving. I just let go of the control and it hovers in place beautifully, even in 15 to 20 mile an hour breeze, until I decide which control to move next. The camera isn't in the top of line, but it is decent and I'm happy with it. I did have a problem with the MP4 playback when it played on my computer, as video was jittery and jumped around some. All right, so that's a feedback. But there's another one. There's a Phantom 3 here. Oh, it's for bids. So right now it's got 9 days left and it's at $159, $59 shipping. So technically $200. So you could just buy that other one because you know it's going to go up. They've got other ones here. Well, those are bids. So. Whoa, the same one. Okay, I guess this person did get the memo that there was some on sale, because theirs is at $1,000. That's nuts. You could just buy this and travel over. That'd be cool. But you can only fly for 25 minutes, so you really can't go far. But can you imagine one day, and mark my words, one day, just like a car, you'll be able to take your drone and go on vacation. You can, in the comfort of your own home, you'll be able to send your drone over across the nation, right? Across the lands. Like, if you feel like, let's say you want to go,
let's say you want to go to the Grand Canyon and you want to go see that tribe down there that will kill you if you go down and step foot on their land. But let's just say you're a dumb white man that decides to do that, okay? You're going to take your drone and you're going to fly it over the Grand Canyon and, like, you could, from the comfort of your home, and you'll just, like, cruise through the Grand Canyon and spy on people, you know? Or let's say you want to look for Bigfoot and you just fly your drone, you know, and these kind of drones won't need like gasoline or anything like that, because you'll probably have to pay, like you do Wi-Fi, you'll probably have to pay something like that. So it will travel, because wasn't Amazon supposed to do something like that? It's in the works, okay? So if you want to be an entrepreneur and like really make millions, tap into that industry. And especially if you're good with electronics and all that stuff, I would try to come up with something around that. Because Amazon, I could have sworn they were in talks about delivering packages that way. Because I was talking about it the other day, how much it's growing because of people like us who send, you know, our stuff over to their warehouses to be shipped out so that we don't have to store it in our houses, right? So they have all these new warehouses. And what they're thinking of doing was getting drones to deliver the packages. I think it will happen one day. That's like a futuristic Jefferson kind of thing. You know, I think it will. But let's see. Let me make sure I'm not relaying the thing wrong. Let me get you official. Oh, here. Sorry. Okay, so on YouTube, on Yahoo. Exclusive, Amazon reveals details about its crazy drone delivery program. Okay, Amazon raised a lot of eyebrows last year when it announced that it was planning to start delivering packages by automated drones. Can you imagine you order a bed? And then it just drops it in your yard. All right. Last month, Amazon released a new video showing the prototype of one of its delivery drones, which shares features of both helicopters and airplanes. Clearly, the company is proceeding full speed ahead with this radical idea. Now, I don't think they got a total patent on this or anything, but if anybody who is good with electronics and know how to do this kind of stuff, I would tap into that like now. Just start planning something now to introduce to the world. Especially like what I was talking about, the traveling. You know, traveling from drone with your drone. If you're one of those people that never got to get out of the house or out of the country, but you always wanted to go visit, like, well, right now I'm not talking about going over the ocean yet because it might not last. But let's say you want to go visit Canada. You've never been to Canada. And you just, if you have, I don't know, a couple days to spare because you don't go anywhere anyways, you could like send your drone and you could just visit places like you're really there. I mean, I guess you could do that on the internet too, because they have live webcams. But still, right? Okay, here. How a 16-year-old kid built his dream video game company with no money. All right. 16-year-old. All right. What did he do? His name is David Esman. Okay. Pixelman Productions. He was a 16-year-old sophomore in high school. Typical kid programmer. In fact, he barely knew programming at all, he says. He considers himself a businessman, but that hasn't stopped him from going after his dream to work in the video game industry. What did he do? Okay. So he goes, So I went to the internet. I went on every single video game site and forum known to man, and I started posting ads, he said. The recruiting ad said that he was starting a new video game company and that people would be being paid via revenue sharing. A lot of people told him he was crazy, but others were intrigued. He got 30 applicants. He hired 12 people so far. He hired 2 programmers, an artist, a writer, a marketing team from Poland, and 2 music composers. The youngest person is 18 and the oldest is 35 from Pakistan. Right, let's see. So this game, Iceman game, isn't a typical game. It's a walking simulator game. These are relatively new forms of first-person games where you walk around the world and just using the clues you can see and hear, and sometimes involving characters with superpowers, you solve puzzles and crimes. All right. That's pretty cool. See, this is what I'm talking about. This kid probably spent so much time on the internet, and he found a way to make an income out of it. That is awesome. All right, so what is his big plans ahead? In the months that the Pixelman team has worked, all right, they finished a demo and a trailer. It will be PC, Mac game, and eventually for PlayStation. He is reaching out to folks at Oculus Rift, I think, but they haven't contacted him back yet. So there you go. I hope this was inspiring for you. All right, so I better go blow my nose. I need to blow my nose. This is so bad. All right, let's play another song. I was moving over to pop, or let's do match. Snapchat. I know a lot of people who use Snapchat. I still never got that. I don't understand it. I don't know. That's before, you know. All right. What's an Uber? Everybody's always talking about Uber. Like, what the hell is that? Is that just like a word? Some kind of slang word? Actually, I should look it up. I should look it up right now in the dictionary. Because I always hear that a lot. And I was like, okay, is that somebody? Or is that something else? So I keep saying hearing people say the word Uber. Right, what the hell is an Uber? The ultimate, above all, the best, top, something that nothing is better than. Also, oh, it's in German. It literally means above. All right. Deutschland über alles. Translated, Germany above all. Okay. Well, if it had the little 2 dots on it, then I probably would have known what it was, but I thought it was like a brand name or something. So I guess that's the new slang. I'm not saying that word. That's stupid. I'm sorry. I'm not saying it. That's so dumb. So let's find a cool word to use. Let's find something cool to use and sound hip. That sounds dumb. Oh my god. Butt toe. What the hell? It's a camel toe except in the rear. When your clothes are too tight, you can see your butt crack through your clothing. If you have a camel toe problem or you had one, it is highly likely you have or experienced butt toe in your lifetime as well. What size are your pants? Must not be the right size because you have a butt toe. Those yoga pants make you have butt toe.
Oh my God, that is so bad. All right. Boobstracted. Okay, boobstracted. This was just posted like yesterday. Having a hard time as a male to look at a woman in the eyes because her distracting front torso. Or having a hard time as a male to focus on anything because of a distracting female torso in sight. I noticed, okay, here's an example. I didn't notice the yellow car because I was boobstracted by Caroline. Sorry, you were saying I was totally boobstracted. All right. Reverse shade. Acting in a casual or complimenting manner towards someone. The opposite of throwing shade. All right. So, we're learning some words in the Urban Dictionary at this time. This is the Urban Dictionary section of the show. Let's see. Hold on. Boner narcolepsy. Boner so strong that it drains the blood from your brain and causes you to faint. Example. We saw a nice piece of ass walk by and Tim fainted from boner narcolepsy. I had no idea he had that strong of a dong. That's so stupid. Oh my God. Okay, that's so dumb. This is such a dumb sight. All right. I can't read because my eyes are tearing up. Hold on, I gotta wipe my mascara is running. Okay, I can read it now. Desk staging. The practice of covering your desk with papers, completed work, or other important looking papers to give the appearance that you are really busy when you're really surfing the net, watching YouTube vids, or doing other non-work related things. Okay, here's an example. My realtor taught me this trick of staging my house for sale, so I tried it at work. I started desk staging so it looks like I was too busy to take another task, and voila, my boss bought it. Romantic hate. Romantic hate is defined when you hate someone, but you have a connection with them. You are the person's enemy, but you're always with them and you can't look away from them. Those two really hate each other, but they can't look away from each other. They must romantically hate each other. Sam, I hate him, but I can't get away from him. Bob, you must romantically hate him. Sam, really? Bob, yep. Romantic hate is when you hate someone, but you can't get away from them. All right, so here's one. This is a new one. F and F. F and F means flirt and forget. You use after a breakup when you want to forget your ex by flirting with other people. Hey, dude, heard about that breakup, all right? Yeah, man, I'll just F and F. Okay, so that's some... Google proved. When you're trying to prove someone wrong and immediately refer to Google to debunk their theory. I live in Hawaii for years. I love to eat poke, whatever. It's actually pronounced poke, confirms with Google. I Googled proved you wrong. Sorry, not sorry. All right, well. It's always guys like putting stuff about their dicks on here. Okay, dick wop. The act of slapping someone in the face with a penis-like object. Friend, dude, what's that mark on your face? The dude, oh yeah, I got dick wopped last night. If you're ever bored, go on Urban Dictionary.
My eyes are tearing. I can't make it stop. All right, let's see. Girlfriend tax. The amount of fries taken from your female significant other after you already asked her if she was hungry, but she insisted she didn't want any. Boyfriend. Babe, stop eating my fries. You didn't want any. Girlfriend. Girlfriend tax. I'm not going to eat all of it. That's one of those things that really bother me. I always tease my mom about it because every time we go out to eat, every single time, oh, we'll just share. I'm like, no, I'm sharing with you because I know you're going to want to eat. No, I don't want that. We'll just share. And we're like, no, I'm not sharing nothing. Okay. If I buy fries or something, they're all my fries. Like, I'm not sharing my fries. So I always tell her that, like, no, I'm not sharing them because I know she will pick my food. You know, or like when you have someone who will purposely order something else because they figure, okay, you got what they wanted, so they'll just order something else and then they'll still pick from your plate. I hate that. Like, don't ever pick from my plate. Never. That's like all mine. Unless I say, hey, do you want some? Or I ask you. But if I don't ask you, don't even touch my plate. That's all my boy smell. Boy smell. Boys smell like basic laundry detergent, plain soap, and a little bit of protein powder and fresh rubber. Walks into boy's dorm or apartment. It has a strong boy smell in here. Okay, let's see what else is going in. Burritoing. Okay, it's a verb. The act of wrapping oneself in multiple blankets, but not nearing but not reaching to the point of suffocation. Cam was burritoing while watching a movie. He was so comfy, wrapped up in all his blankets. I've heard this one before. Emotional horror. A person who shares the most intimate details of their life, heartbreak, and feelings with strangers, because it's cheaper than mental health care and not subject to the same bias or advice that the person could receive from someone closer to the situation. So I found one more thing. Twitter cuts intel agencies off from analysis services. Twitter has barred U.S. This is from Yahoo News. Twitter has barred U.S. intelligence agencies from assessing a service that sorts through posts on the social media platform in real time, and it has proved useful in the fight against terrorism. Let's see. Okay. The newspaper, in its report Sunday evening, cited a senior U.S. intelligence official as saying that Twitter seemed worried about appearing too cozy with intelligence services. Saying it has been useful for real-time information about Islamic State group attacks, Brazil's political crisis, and other fast-changing events. Twitter told the newspaper in a statement that its data is largely public and the U.S. government may review public accounts on its own, like any other user. The development comes as a high-profile tech companies in the U.S. face-off the government on how information should be shared in the fight against terrorism. Earlier this year, the FBI paid more than $1 million to third party to break into iPhone used by one of the shooters in the killing spree in San Bernardino, California, after Apple refused authorities to crack the service. The tech giant cited concerns over digital security and privacy. Yeah, I think it's just an excuse. I mean, yeah, of course you want to be able to do that. But it does break the laws of search and seizure, you know, the right to privacy. And I think it's one of those things, you know, that when there was this one case many, 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 many years ago, right, that kind of brought up that search and seizure thing where they thought this guy, he was cheating with tickets or something like that. He was doing something illegal in his house, and they searched his home and busted him, even though technically, I mean, when you think about it, we all do something illegal, you know, in our private time. Like, nobody's perfect. Everybody does something wrong that could easily be seen as punishable by law. But, you know, unless they go into your house, into your home, they wouldn't know that. And that there's to protect your rights, you know, from someone just coming in and invading your privacy. Like, what about those states, like, where oral sex is against the law? But then, you know, these couples are having oral sex. But if they wanted to, they could come, you know, if they didn't have the protection, if they had the right to just search your house out of, for nothing, you'd be busted, right? Like a bunch of things. I mean, everybody does something stupid. I know I do. I mean, I do dumb things, like, all the time. But, well, not all the time anymore. But I used to, like, where you don't think things through, you know, and then later on, it's like, oh, that was dumb. But it could have easily been something blown out of proportion, you know, just being human, having human mistakes or something. I don't know. Actually, I don't think I ever break the law. But I'm just saying, just human-wise. Okay, what the hell is Spotify? I know I signed up for it somewhere. Actually, I think I have my podcast on it somewhere. The site bored me. It's like, this is dumb. Okay. I stopped joining sites because I have, like, passwords or accounts floating everywhere, and it bothers me. I think it's, like, the OCD in me. It just bothers me that it's not organized. There was this one time, well, okay, I won't talk about that. Never mind. We'll just let that one go because that's kind of dumb. All right, so let's see what else is going on. Where am I getting this from? Home. Okay. Let's see what's going on. It's really hard reading news and stuff because then you have ads all messed up in there. Like this dental, they want you to get those dental implants. The average person cannot afford dental implants, so it's kind of cheesy. But you didn't hear it from me, but if you go to Mexico, they will fly you out there, put you in a hotel, and you could get your whole mouth done for like $700 from doctors that were degreed over here in the States. But you didn't hear that from me. Okay, I think Canada's the same if you're over there by that coast. They also made it illegal to get medications over the border unless you have a specific doctor over there. And you have to prove that you see this doctor regularly, which I think is stupid. See, it's one of those things where there's no reason why you can't go get your retinol A in Mexico, a little cream for your face. There's no reason why you can't pay the $10 for it, except that they want you to pay, you know, high prices over here and have a doctor prescribed. I say that because when you go across the border to Tijuana and you see all those shops, it's like Christmas. For people who use drugs or medications for different things, it's like Christmas. You go over there, you could buy anything you want. You know, you could, and they always have this big display of retinol A everywhere. Oh, it's like this cream for something, but it helps with wrinkles and blemishes and things like that. And it's better than Oil Valet for some women. And those sell like crazy. But now when you cross back over, they really watch and they take it all away from you. So I wouldn't suggest to go over there to buy your medications. Because before you used to be able to just bring your subscription bottle with you. to show that you already had an existing prescription and then they could fill it for you. But now you can't. You can't. You have to have an actual doctor over there, which you can get for cheap too. So I know a family that only goes to Tijuana for their doctors. Like, they don't go to any doctors here. So if they have like a massive cold and they need antibiotics or something, they will take the 5-hour drive over there and they'll drive all the way down there to go get it. So, but you didn't hear that from me. Okay, so let's see what else. Movies. I saw some trailers. I saw some trailers for Tarzan. I think it was today. It hit the Tarzan, and then there's one that's coming out. Be Our Guest. It's the Beauty and the Beast. Because I just saw Jungle Book, and that was really good. So they're redoing a lot of these Disney movies. I saw Cinderella, and they're kind of close to their cartoon or the Disney version of it, which is all right, you know, I guess. I like the more realistic type of things, though. I mean, it was kind of realistic, but it was a good movie. Okay. So they're doing a lot of remakes. And I heard this one about Roots, but I haven't seen it. Actually, I just found out today, and I saw people mention Roots, and I didn't know what the heck they were talking about, because, you know, I don't watch TV. But I guess they redid Roots, and they said it was really good, but I didn't see it. Okay, so I think I hit a lot of topics for tonight. I'm just looking at for another page. Hopefully my internet didn't crap out. Okay. And go find some music that we're going to go out with. Oh, I don't want a new folder. Oh, my God. Country. I haven't played country. All right, let's see. We'll play a couple country songs. These are some of my favorites. So we're going to go out with three of my favorite. And of course, I'm going to have to put Keith Urban in there, because I love Keith Urban. So he'll be my last song of the night. All right, let's see. Like, some of these ads sound interesting. When they say sponsored, don't touch them, because they're just bogus. They're bogus ads. Okay, let's see. Where did this person get bit? I guess somebody was bit by a shark here on the coast of California. This is why I don't go to the beach. I don't go to the beach anymore. Like, there was a time I used to surf a little bit while I was still a beginner surfer. And, one day I was out there and there was this big jellyfish and almost ate me. Like, it was really pretty, but I was so freaked out when they were like, Rosa! I paddled. I tried to get out of there so fast. And I think we were at Zuma Beach. I think it was Zuma. And it was so scary, and I never went back out there because I was just so freaked out at the fact that I almost died. And this jellyfish almost ate me. So it was scary. And I never went back out there. And then the beach got more strange. Like, there's always people getting eaten by sharks and stuff. And the water's always dirty. That's not like Hawaii. You know, in Hawaii, you got all that coral and stuff. Like, yeah, okay, you could cut your feet and little fishes are sucking on your blood and all that stuff. But at least you know a shark's not going to come out there because they're going to get cut up by the coral. So you can at least, you know, kind of play around in the water. You could snorkel and things like that. But California coastline? Oh, no. You get sharks. You get sharks, man. And then the seaweed will pull you down. It will pull you down. Like, it will suck you up and all that stuff. Okay. I don't even want to touch politics because I am so sick of all of them. I don't even know if I'm going to vote. Like, I wasn't even going to vote because I didn't want to be called for jury duty. That was the whole reason why I wasn't going to vote. Now I'm going to vote because they already called me for jury duty. And I got technically 15 days to figure out how to get out of it because I don't want to go. Actually, let me see. I don't know how it works. Like, I'll go if it's just one day, but if I get stuck there, that's not going to work for me. Where's my jury duty paper? Oh. I don't even know what I did with it. Hold on. Sorry, this mic picks up all sounds. So, here we go. So I got a badge number and all this stuff. And the thing is they want you to show up like at 8 o'clock in the morning. I live like an hour away. Like there's no way in hell. I would have to leave the house here at 7, which means I would have to wake up like at 6 o'clock or 5:30 in the morning. By then, my medicines haven't kicked in. You know, I have to take my medication and stuff. So that's dumb. I have a Coke. I've been drinking Cokes lately. So far, this is my fourth Coke this month. And I haven't had a Coke in years. And you know what I found out? Burping feels nice. Because normally I don't burp. So I just started craving a Coke. And it's probably because it's so dry in the ceramics building or in the ceramics class and with all that sand and all that. It's like sucking up stuff. I don't know. And so I was craving a Coke and I was able to drink it. And I just started burping and I started feeling so good. Like, oh, so now I crave it, you know, just like a burp. So I must have air in my stomach sitting there or something. All right, so here, one more thing. You guys got to know this. General Mills recall flour over possible link to E. coli breakout. Yeah, you know, flour, you got to be really careful with flour. And if you notice, a lot of poverty foods are made with flour, like not poverty foods, but if people make their biscuits and all that stuff. Okay, so General Mills on Tuesday issued voluntary recall of about 10 million pounds of flour, saying it was working on health officials to investigate an outbreak of E. coli that had sickened 38 people in 20 U.S. states. The bacteria strain behind the outbreak has not been found in any General Mills Gold Medal, Wandera Signature Kitchens flour, or their manufacturing plant, the company said. Consumers have not contacted it directly to any report any illnesses. Okay, so it hasn't been linked to the actual General Mills, but as a service, they're asking for voluntary. Voluntary. What's the word? Recall. All right. The bacteria can cause serious, sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and other with weakened immune systems.
Sun Opta this month recalled some of their sunflower kernel products produced at its Crookston, Minnesota facility between February 1st and February 19th, but contaminated with Listeria. See, and that's why I say, do not eat processed foods. Try really hard. I really think of, I'm a firm believer in whole foods. If you go on a, you got pesticides and stuff with some things, but there are vegetable washes. There's a way to do it. Like you could put some water with some vinegar and wash them and soak them, or a tiny bit of baking soda and soak your fruits and vegetables before you eat them and rinse them really good. But there was also a recall on frozen vegetables. You know, all our food is being contaminated. Like, it's being all funky. And why? Because the unions. Because there are no unions. I mean, people aren't watching over this. They need to check their stuff. Like, someone needs to check everything. Okay, let's see what the comments say. There's 8 comments. There it is. Somebody said it. A person named Jimmy. Corporations simply not doing due diligence in order to save money, but only costing them much more than they could have saved. Yeah. If the flour you use is not unbleached, don't care about your health, all right? That's a lot of dough. What the hell? All right, so those are some of the comments. Okay, this woman's tired. It's almost 1:30 in the morning here on the West Coast. I'm going to bed, and I'm going to get some rest before tomorrow and hope it all works out. So hopefully I'll have a podcast saying that it worked. And if I don't have a podcast, doesn't mean that it didn't work. It's probably because I'm going to pass out, because tomorrow I'm going to stay there very late. So I'll be there almost 16 hours. And then I'm going to come home and just knock out. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be 105 degrees. This is the time when I really want to cut my hair. I mean, it is that hot. Like, I just want to chop it off. The ponytail doesn't help. I don't know. All right. So that's it. We're going to go out with 3 tunes. I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Take care. Until next time. Thank you for listening to Deseroes Radio.